Well, good morning, everyone. It's so nice to see you and hear you on our 16th Zoom audio video worship service. So thanks for joining in and being a part of today. And it's wonderful to see so many of you wearing red and white. And I'm sure those of you who are on audio that you're probably wearing red and white, even if it's red and white pajamas. So thank you, everyone, for joining for our Canada Day Sunday service. And I hope that if you would like, you're welcome to take a picture of yourself or yourselves and send it to the church office so that we can have some pictures of people celebrating Canada Day from our congregation. We're hoping to have a newsletter to go out in mid-July, so we're looking for any articles that you might, any interesting things that you may have read or seen, any poems or pictures, even pictures of your garden or pets, and just so that we can just have a sort of a family picture of who we are as Bayview United during this time. So please take time over the next week if you're able to send any pictures or stories or poems so that we can add them to our newsletter. And as always, we want to thank all those who are supporting our church financially during this time, whether sending in checks or PAR or Canada Helps. And we now have e-transfer. So we have many ways that you can support the church, and also hope that you'll remember our mission and service so that we can continue to support those around Canada and around the world who are in special need at this time. And I also invite you to just take time, if you are able, to take time to phone people in our congregation, those you maybe haven't seen for a while, and just have an opportunity to share together your experiences and just to check in with each other. And also feel free to call or email me. I always enjoy talking to people and just checking on how things are going as we're surviving through this particular time. And also want to thank all those who are participating in our service. Karen, we hope that she'll be able to join us a little bit later. And to our soloists, Lauren and Penny, thank you for singing our hymns, and Penny for singing our solo today. Want to thank Janice for reading our scripture and the minute for mission that we'll be having a little bit later. And also want to thank our tech team of Brian, Ron, and John. So thanks for all those who helped to make this service a special time that we can gather together. And as always, please feel free, if you have any issues of connecting or hearing, to let us know so that we can hopefully get you up and running for the next services. We also want to give a special birthday greeting to Sue Kitagawa. I understand she celebrated her 90th birthday on June the 24th, and some of the family were able to gather with a few people at Momiji to celebrate Sue. So happy birthday, Sue, and we hope that you have a wonderful time and celebration ahead. I'm not sure if Karen is on, but I'm wondering, Lauren, would you be willing just to sing happy birthday to Sue for us?
Sorry for the delay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sue. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks so much, Lauren, and happy birthday, Sue. We hope that you just have a wonderful year ahead filled with lots of love and joy. So many blessings to you. So as we continue to prepare for our time of worship, I invite you to take a moment to gather yourselves during our service. If you have an order of service, you're welcome to follow along by reading the prayers with us or singing the hymns. And we also will have perhaps Karen playing an introduction, or our soloists will be singing the hymns for us. So let's just gather our thoughts and prayers and prepare our hearts for a time of worship. So come, let us celebrate the 153rd birthday of Canada. Let us celebrate the gifts of those who have gone before us to build this great country. We give thanks for our Indigenous people who have lived in harmony with you and creation and opened their arms in welcome. We remember the first settlers who came to Canada seeking freedom of religion and a place where God's will would be done from sea to sea. Let us remember that God is the foundation on which Canada was built and continues to thrive today. As a country, we have been given many blessings. Together, let us seek to build on these blessings and share them in a spirit of compassion and grace with one another. May we worship this Canada Day with joy and gratitude. Let us gather in a time of prayer. Let us pray. Awesome Creator, thank you for Canada, a vast and glorious land with snow-capped mountains, fertile fields, flowing waters, and soaring trees. Thank you for the rich diversity of language, culture, and people, past and present, who shared their talents and built this country. May we be worthy heirs of the rights, gifts, and freedoms we have inherited. Amen. Lauren will now lead us in singing our opening hymn, O God of all the many lands.
O God of all the many lands, we lift our heart in prayer. For this, our land of Canada, a country wide and fair. For mountain heights and northern lights, for prairie, lake, and sea, for every blessing from your hand bestowed so lavishly. We thank you that from many lands with varied gifts they came to pledge their love and loyalty where scarlet maples flame. May justice here belong to all, and may our nation play its rightful role in ushering in the peace for which we pray.
Thank you, Lauren. That was lovely. It's such a pretty hymn, and the words are so meaningful. So Janice is now going to read our Minute for Mission, followed by Penny singing her solo, A Canadian Boat Song, and then Janice will read our gospel lesson for the day.
Our gifts for mission and service support the work of the Healing Fund as we walk together in a path of reconciliation with Indigenous peoples. We have learned that intergenerational trauma runs deep. The legacy of Indian residential schools continues to affect every generation as Indigenous parents struggle to educate their children in the ways of their people. In spring 2018, six youth traveled from Winnipeg to Saguin First Nation in Fort Alexander, Manitoba, to attend a Zaminamaki cultural retreat at the world-renowned Turtle Lodge. Zaminamaki means touch the earth. At the three-day retreat, elders taught the youth some of their traditional teachings to reconnect them with their culture. Educating young people about their history, culture, and land, and having them participate in a sweat lodge, ceremonies, and activities under the guidance of elders is an incredible way to help youth gain confidence and leadership skills. They also helped to produce a documentary video about the retreat and talk about their experiences with community members and children. Josephine Kakagumik writes, "I learned so much. It really opened my eyes. I want to change myself for the better. I want to know who I am. I want to learn my language. I want to start dancing more. And I really want to connect with my culture more. I've never realized how much I need to heal and have some time to myself." We are thankful that through our gifts, we can offer opportunities for healing to young people experiencing intergenerational trauma. If mission and service giving is already a regular part of your life, thank you so much. If you have not given, please join me in making mission and service giving a regular part of your life of faith. Loving our neighbor is at the heart of our mission and service.
This song, the Canadian Boat Song, was sung to me as a child by my mother, Mildred Tibbles. It was written by the Irish poet, Thomas Moore, when he visited the West Island of Montreal in 1805. He was on the water and experienced firsthand the rapids which occur where the St. Lawrence and Ottawa rivers meet. At this most western point of the island, you will find the city of Sainte Anne de Bellevue, where we used to do our shopping. I grew up close by in the village of Senneville, or we called it Senneville. The Iroquois and Algonquin knew this point of the island as a strategic location, as did the French. A parish priest named Sainte Anne de Bellevue after he fell from his horse into treacherous ice and snow. He attributed his survival to Sainte Anne, for whom he built a chapel, and he also called the place de Bellevue because from this point of land, one had a clear view of the waterways in either direction, east or west. My mother was adamant that I learn a Canadian boat song with its references to the history of Canada and to my birthplace.
Faintly as tolls the evening chime, our voices keep tune and our hours keep time. Our voices keep tune and our oars keep time. Soon as the woods on shore look dim, we'll sing at St. Anne's our parting hymn. Row, brothers, row, the stream runs fast. The rapids are near and the daylight's past. The rapids are near and the daylight's past. Why should we yet our sail unfurl? There is not a breath the blue wave to curl. But when the wind blows off the shore, oh, sweetly we'll rest our weary oar. Blow, breezes, blow, the stream runs past, the rapids are near, and the daylight's past. The rapids are near the daylight's past. Otto was tied, this trembling moon shall see us float o'er thy surges soon. Saint of this green isle, hear our prayer. Oh, grant us cool hands and favoring airs. Low breezes blow, the stream runs past, the rapids are near, and the daylight's past. The rapids are near, and the daylight's past.
The scripture reading for today is from Matthew 5, verses 1 to 9 and 14. Jesus' teaching on a life that brings blessing. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid." May God's blessing be added to this reading.
Thanks, Janice, for the reading of the minute for mission as well as the gospel lesson. And Penny, thank you for sharing the story of such a special song and the real meaning it has for you in your life. And it's so nice to have a Canadian song to share and learn about as well. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Usually on Canada Day, I always like to do a quiz. And I thought, well, can I do that? But I thought, sure, why not? You can do it at home, and we'll hopefully you'll see how much you know about Canada. And I always like to quiz you. So here we go. What did Canada Day used to be called? It used to be called Dominion Day, and it changed to Canada Day in 1982. And how did Canada get its name? It comes from the Huron Iroquois name for village or settlement. They said Kanata. What do the two red vertical bars on either side of the Canadian flag represent? They represent the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Now here's your bonus question. Lester B. Pearson had actually a different flag that he wanted to be as our national flag. Do you know what the design was of that flag? He wanted to have three maple leaves in the center and two blue bars, one at either end of the flag. The two blue bars represented the oceans, and the three maple leaves represented the people, the Indigenous people, the English, and the French. So it would have been kind of a neat idea to have it. What did the Canadian Sir Sandford Fleming invent? He invented standard time. And what percent of fresh water does Canada have? Is it 10, 15, 20, or 25%? Canada has 20% fresh water. And there's a famous schooner that was commemorated on our 10-cent coin. Do you know its name? It is the Blue Nose, built in 1921 in Nova Scotia. What Canadian doctor was responsible for the discovery of insulin in 1923? It was Frederick Banting. And what Canadian hockey star was so beloved that his suspension caused a riot? Maurice Richard, the Rocket. And is Canada the first, second, third, or fourth largest country in the world? Canada is second to Russia. And the last question, name some things that Canada has the longest of in the world. There's a street called Yonge Street. There's a highway called the Trans-Canada Highway. We have the largest coastline, the largest undefended border, and the longest railway. I'm sure that you all got all those questions right, and if you were with me, I would give you all prizes, but unfortunately, I can't do that. But it's always good to just remember some little bit of our history and just how much it has impacted our lives over the years. There are many things that we do love about Canada, and at the same time, there may be things that we are disappointed about in Canada. And we know that sometimes it's the things, ways in which we treat other people. And we have had such a difficult time lately in all the different issues that have been raised around prejudice and racism in Canada and around the world. And so we know we have a good country, but we do have things that we need to work on and change. And we need to be able to have a country where all people can feel safe and cared for and respected, and that justice is done for all people. So we need to continue to fight for those issues that are important to our people and also to our whole land. And we need to continue to support the climate change issue of how we can deal with this crisis so that we do have a land to love and care for in the future. So at the same time we acknowledge our problems, we also think about what are some of the things that if I said, what do you love about Canada? What are some things that would come to mind? I know for some people, they love the geography. That it's so amazing to see across Canada all the different types of land. We go from the BC with the BC cedars. We think of the Rocky Mountains, the prairie skies and fields. We think of Niagara Falls and the Cabot Trail and Peggy's Cove. There are so many different places across Canada that we can uplift and celebrate and just enjoy and love. Another blessing that people talk about is just our cultural diversity. You know, so many different people from different countries who have come to Canada looking for perhaps a new start in their lives and an opportunity to just be with a people that will accept them. And there's just a whole group of people who just enjoy the love of different cultures, their food, their clothes, their traditions. And so people love that. Another thing people love is that we tend to be a peaceful nation, that even though we may have upsets, that we do tend to have peaceful protests in which we can seek justice for all people. And we also are thankful for the freedoms that we have of living in Canada, that we do have the opportunity to share our thoughts and to be respectful for one another. People love our healthcare system that provides us with the free support to make us healthy and well. And some people just love our weather. They like the changing seasons. Some people enjoy one season over another, and some just love them all. So there's so many different things when you think about Canada that people love. And when we talked about our scripture this morning, taken from Matthew, it is the story of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus shared with his disciples, his first big speech to the people that enabled them to see what his ministry was about. And he wasn't talking about the future. He was talking to them about, this is how it is now. You know, you don't have to do anything to receive these blessings. You don't have to be to be merciful in order to receive mercy. And you don't have to be meek or to hunger for righteousness, because all these gifts are already given to you. They are blessings that have been offered to us. And all we simply have to do is to receive God's blessing in our lives. We don't have to work at it. It just is given to us. And that's a gracious gift that God has given us, that these are blessings that God wants us to experience and enjoy in our lives. And that when we care for these blessings, then we are nurturing our spirit and our spirit at work with God. That we are living in the present moment, and that all these gifts enable us to see the beauty and the gift of life that is all around us. To bless means to unconditionally offer grace to one another, and to feel that grace in our own lives, and to recognize that God is at the center of these blessings and this grace that is freely given. So as we celebrate our 153rd birthday as Canada, we want to remember how we were formed, that back in 1867, how the settlers came together, basically the English and French, and came together to unite to form what they called peace, order, and good government. And they brought that together to form our country at the beginning. And some of the principles that Canada was based on actually come from our Indigenous people. But the problem was that when we united to form the Confederation, that the Indigenous people weren't at the table when we designed the Confederacy of Canada. And as a result of that, we see that what has happened to our Indigenous people. And it just is an opportunity for us to think what Canada would look like if the Indigenous people had an equal part at the table as we began to form Canada and bring our country together. It would be just a very different country where we all were respectful and caring of one another and seeking a sense of justice and a sense of God's love and blessing as which Canada was founded on. So we continue to see how it is important to know our past and know that we can't change it, but we can work in the present and for the future and look at ways in which we can be more inclusive and just so that all people feel they belong and feel treated as an equal part of our country, Canada, so that we can all call it home for us. I'd like to just share some of the gifts and blessings that I feel that we have in Canada that you may not have heard of, and that some of these blessings and gifts help us to see the innovation of Canadians and how they work to create that sense of community and care for one another. So I just want to list a few of these blessings that are made known to us in Canada, but you may not have heard about. So one of the things is that we have what we call build bridges and underpasses for the wildlife. And in Banff National Park, There are 6 overpasses and 38 underpasses that have been built so that the wildlife are able to pass safely across the Trans-Canada Highway that is 4 lanes. And so this is the longest area in the world that is using these gifts to protect people from hitting animals and to protect the animals from getting hit by cars on the highway. So that is a wonderful gift. We also have what they call the harvest icebergs. And these are in Newfoundland that people harvest the ice from the icebergs to create water. And that water is bottled and shipped to Europe. And the Nunavut also take the water from icebergs and send it to Asia. They bottle the water. Sometimes the water is used to make beer and other beverages. And often the people in Nunavut would use the water to have tea or to drink as water. So the icebergs, the harvest icebergs, are kind of a neat gift. Also, you may not have known about the Don River in Toronto, that it was officially declared dead, and they even had a funeral in 1969. And the Don River was actually stocked full of salmon. And so the inmates at the Don Jail would be given salmon. And they one time they gave a protest because they were so sick of getting salmon. But as a result of what happened to the river, the salmon died out. But recently they've been trying to repair the river, and there are salmon that are returning to the Don River. Also, you may not have known that in British Columbia in 1947, that the children staged a revolt, a protest against the government, because chocolate bars were raised in price from 5 cents to 8 cents. And so the children stormed the legislature in Victoria and demanded that they reduce the price of candy. Way to go, kids. Also, there's a story about the green ink for American money. The Americans during just before the Civil War were concerned about people counterfeiting their currency. And because they would take pictures, black and white pictures, they could copy the currency. And so they wanted a different colored ink to be able to make their money out of. And so Thomas Hunt, a professor from Laval University in Quebec, came up with the green color, and he called it Canada Banknote Tint. And so this is how the bills in the United States came to be green. And they continued it, and they had it during the Civil War, and they just continued it after so that the bills could be protected and people couldn't counterfeit them. There's also a man by the name of Walter Callow. He was injured during World War I and ended up being paralyzed for the waist down. And he realized that he was being limited to how he could participate in the world, in his community. And so he designed a wheelchair access bus for veterans and for anyone who was disabled. And he designed it after World War II so that people could be taken to events and would be able to have their life opened up again so that they could participate. And so he designed the wheelchair accessible bus to make it inclusive for people of all abilities to be able to go where they needed to go. There's also an invention of the baggage tag. And without a baggage tag, people were losing their luggage when they traveled, whether it was by train or by boat, and eventually by airplane. And so a man in 1882 by the name of John Lyons, in New Brunswick. He came up with a separatable ticket so that people would separate the ticket. They'd have their name on one half of the ticket and they'd keep that. And then they would attach the other ticket with their name and address on it to their baggage so that when they got to where they were going, they would be able to identify their baggage. And so a Canadian invented the baggage tag. And one last thing is about peanut butter. I don't know if there's any of you who enjoy peanut butter. Some are claiming that George Washington Carver in the States actually invented peanut butter. But the first patent for peanut butter actually came to Marcellus Edison in 1884. And he invented a spreadable peanut butter in Montreal. And he was given the patent in 1884, and he developed this by grinding up the peanut to a consistency that was like butter. And it was being promoted as something that you would eat if you were having trouble eating solid food. You could eat peanut butter. And peanut butter has become a staple for many people in their world today. So these are some of the blessings that come from being part of our Canadian culture, that people continue to find ways that help to care for each other and help to make things easier for us. And we just celebrate the many blessings that people give to us, whether it's our family, our friends, and each day, if you take time, you can see the blessings in your life and you could list them and give thanks for them. And you can also give thanks in a wider sense to our nation and continue to pray for things to be better in our world and in our lives. So in honor of Canada, I invite you now, if you are able and would like, you're welcome to stand as we are going to hear Lauren sing our national anthem. Thank you, Lauren. That was great. We're going to join now in our prayers of the people. Let us pray. Creator God, as we celebrate Canada's 153rd birthday on July the 1st, we're thankful for the many blessings we share as Canadians, and we say a collective amen for the richness and beauty of this vast land, from all the natural wonders like the majestic mountains, the freshwater lakes and rivers, and the glorious national parks. We celebrate the gifts from our diverse ethnic cultures that enrich our society and our individual lives. We celebrate all the amazing achievements of those who call this land home. We rejoice at the many blessings we experience through our writers, artists, musicians, actors, dancers, athletes, inventors, technical whizzes, teachers, healthcare workers, political leaders, religious leaders, chefs, first responders, farmers, professionals, service laborers, environmentalists, and all who are seeking to live and work for the betterment of our country. We are thankful to all who have shaped the identity as a country and that seek to live out that spirit of justice and unity, even though we are so diverse. Yet at the same time, we know we are not perfect, that we have made major mistakes, especially in our treatment of Indigenous people, Black Canadians, and visible minorities. We must ensure, O God, that we seek to end systemic racism and inequality so that all Canadians can live without fear and know that they will be treated with justice and righteousness. We are grateful, O God, for the many Canadians who seek to live their lives in service to others, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. We offer our great thanks to our frontline workers who have provided our healthcare and for our food needs and for all essential services, for their sacrifices, courage, strength, and compassionate care. We shout out a great thanks. As Ontario begins to relax its restrictions, we pray that people will continue to be careful, will physically distance, wear masks, and wash hands as able. We must continue to be diligent as we care for one another. We hold in our hearts all who are grieving the passing of loved ones, those who are ill, those receiving treatments, those waiting for surgeries, those recovering from illnesses, those who are lonely, anxious, and depressed. We pray for all who are dealing with financial difficulties through losses of jobs, concerned about having enough money to pay for rent and food and necessities. We're thankful for the government aid to all who are in need. May we all continue to reach out in ways that we can care for those who need that special opportunity of your loving gift. So may your comfort and courageous spirit support all in need of your care. And we rejoice with those celebrating births and birthdays, anniversaries and new beginnings. Hear now our silent prayers for ourselves, for our family, friends, community, and world. Hear now our silent prayers. May we all feel your strength, love, and care in our hearts and minds. And may you fill us with the hope we need as we say together the prayer Jesus first taught to his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Penny will now lead us in singing our closing hymn, This Land is Your Land.
From Bonavista to Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters, this land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From Bonavista to Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters, this land was made for you and me. When the sun came shining and I was strolling and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, as the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting, This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From Bonavista to Vancouver Island. From the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters. This land was made for you and me.
Thank you, Penny. That's one of my favorites to do at Canada Day. So thank you for doing that. It has been a joy to worship with all of you on this Canada Day Sunday. It's always important just to take time just to reflect on the blessings that we have as being part of Canada and just on our own individual blessings that we can be thankful for each day. So don't forget to send in any pictures that you want about how you're dressed for Canada Day so we can put them into our newsletter, and anything else that you would like to add to the newsletter, that would be wonderful. Next Sunday, July the 5th, we will again be worshiping together. We'll be doing our summer services in July, each Sunday in July. But during the month of August, we're going to take a break and give everyone who's on the Zoom worship team a holiday, and we'll resume our Zoom services on September the 6th. But we will also send out to you in July some links so that you can phone or Zoom video to join up with some local United Churches who are worshiping in August, so that you continue to have that opportunity to worship together. So as we go, I invite you to continue to celebrate the blessings of Canada and the opportunity to remember to care for our great land and the people, so that we can be united and live in that spirit of harmony and love with each other and with God. And so now may you be touched and inspired by God's nurturing, Christ's compassion, and the joy of the Holy Spirit. And may you be go in that trust of knowing that God is always with you, that you are never alone. Thanks be to God. And now I'll complete with our Cherokee blessing. May the warm winds of heaven blow soft upon your house. May the Great Spirit bless all who enter there. May your moccasins make happy tracks in the deep snow. And may the rainbow always touch your shoulder and give you peace. Karen will now conclude our service by playing Dance. Thank you.
Thank you for attending Bay View United Church's conference call worship service for Sunday, June 28. You can unmute your microphone if you want to chat and start your video if you want to chat. If you're on a Windows machine, it'll be in the bottom left corner. If you're on an Apple machine, under the top right corner. And we'll leave the call open for about 10 or 15 minutes.